Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
These people aren't equipped to handle it, number one. Number two, okay. They cheat. Hey, they found ballots in a waste paper basket three days ago, and they all had the name military ballots. They were military. They all had the name Trump on them.
Vice President Biden.
You think that's good?
Vice President Biden, final question for you. Will you urge your supporters to stay calm while the vote is counted, and will you pledge not to declare victory until the election is independently certified?
I won't get to get what I'm after till the day I die. People tend to hate me.
They're not equipped to. These people aren't equipped to handle it, number one. Number two, they cheat. They cheat. Hey, they found ballots in a waste paper basket 3 days ago, and they all had the name military ballots. They were military. They all had the name Trump on them.
Vice President
Biden. You think
Biden,
that's good?
Vice President Biden, final question for you. Will you urge your supporters to stay calm while the vote is counted, and will you pledge not to declare victory until the election is independently certified?
Okay. Yes. And I'm nowhere investigating miles.
They heard him say yes. And he said that many, many other times. I mean, Trump needs to keep raising money and keep fighting to run ads exposing these frauds.
Yep.
Because they're censoring him so bad everywhere else. I don't want to count coup here because I'm not proud of this and I'm sad. But Trump and everybody else, they screwed the pooch letting the censorship go on and letting all of his amplifiers and influencers be cut off at the knees.
Yeah, you know, and I don't want to do I told you so either. But if the campaign and the RNC had listened to me after 2018 when we did Stop the Steal 2018, in Broward County, and we did stop the seal. And I told Ronnie McDaniel, I said, this is coming for the country. And when they do it in four or five states, I was on your show, Alex, saying this will be worse than Al V. Gore because the states run the election. So the Supreme Court will have to take five or six different cases and they can't cluster them together. I was on your show saying that in August. Okay. And so if they had done that and they could solve the big tech issue, then we wouldn't be going through this. But because they can steal our elections and then tell most of the American public that we're conspiracy theorists, that we're just making stuff up, we can't get our message out. So Trump does need money for his legal battle and for advertising. You do need money for advertising, getting out the words, and putting the boots on the ground.
Let me ask you this question. Why aren't we seeing a lot of Trump? Because that's his bully pulpit power he still has. Why has he been so – we saw a tweet again saying, I won the election yesterday. That's not enough. I mean, he should be in Georgia. He should be having rallies. I keep hearing he's going to have these rallies. When do those come?
So the rallies were going to come, and then there was a compromise reached inside the White House. So I'm just this is my first time talking about it. And what they decided was until these cases start making their way through the courts, Trump does not want to position himself where the courts can hold a tweet against him or a rally against him. And so his tweets are very concentrated.
So the Democrats are everywhere declaring victory fraudulently, calling him a dictator, but he's afraid to speak out.
Right.
That's ridiculous.
And it is ridiculous. But you'll notice that the courts held during the ban, the terrorism ban that was described as the Muslim ban, they held a tweet against him. DACA, they held a tweet against him. So Trump is trying to play the legal strategy smart. And it's tortured. But he wants to get out there. He wants to do his rallies. There's plans to do rallies. And in the meantime, stopthesteal.us. We will keep hosting rallies every state capital, your noon, your local time, until the Electoral College meets. And maybe after that. Maybe we never give this country back to them.
Well, let's explain this. They're globalists that want to end the country. They're trying to put us under permanent lockdown to economically bankrupt us so they can put us on universal income to control us. Boom. In their own UN words. This is a UN takeover, Chi-Com takeover. I mean, this is biblical. Ollie, I wake up at night and feeling good, and I go, oh, my gosh, and I remember the mask and the tyranny and the lockdown, the New World Order. And I just wake up, even though I knew all this was coming.
Yeah.
We're in it now. It's a totally different ballgame.
We're in it. And it's a nightmare. I always say we're living in my dream or we're living in my nightmare.
And this is going to happen. As they take the resources away, more and more people are going to do more and more, saying it's our fault. They'll just turn the economy back on if you take the shot, or if you wouldn't criticize, or if you'd send your kids free education. I'm going bankrupt, and they're going to And they're the ones that did it, using the COVID lockdown to make you a slave. You're being turned into a slave, damn it. This is Nazi-level war crime, Geneva Convention, Nuremberg crap.
When you're not outside jogging with the mask on, they're going to say, come on, man. And it's stupid, it's dumb, and we shouldn't tolerate it.
America is in crisis. Emergency lockdown 2 is coming under Biden. Support InfoWars, the fight against total economic collapse, and Biden's martial law disguised as lockdown 2. Up to 60% off, plus free shipping, and triple Patriot points and more at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus, Alpha Power back in stock. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Ultra 12, Vitamineral Fusion, Kava Chill, Super Male Vitality, Super Female, and so many other amazing products. These are game-changing things that the globalists don't want you to have. These are things that are absolutely elemental to what you and your body have to live. But regardless, buying these products from us funds the InfoWars, which is a 360 win. I want to thank you all for your support. I want to ask you to redouble your efforts to spread the word. I want to ask you to buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com today, because without you, we won't be on the air. Again, I salute you and thank you all. The toll-free number is 888-253-3139. Please take action today in our emergency center.
Yippee-yi-yay! He rested as he went along his way.
What an incredible time to be alive.
When all at once the mighty bunch
I predicted the 79 days of hell once they contested the election. And they contested it by freezing it when Trump was winning, then claiming that Biden won fraudulently. And then when Trump tried to contest legally and lawfully, they said that is illegitimate. That is a dictator. That's what Obama has now said. Ollie Alexander, a great political analyst and also a publisher, is here with us. He's been a tireless fighter with Roger Stone, start to steal a few years ago with Roger. And then Roger's handed the baton to him. Roger's going to be in Atlanta, Georgia tomorrow. I'm going to be there tonight. There's going to be rallies around the governor's mansion, first around the Capitol every day at noon. And all that is available at the Stop the Steal website. Again, I'm Alex Jones, your host, with NewsWars.com, InfoWars.com, and Band.video. Remember, Big Tech's working around the clock to suppress all the articles and videos and evidence of fraud. So Brian Stelter can go, there's no fraud. But they're making it up to you. But we should shut down the media. Now Brian Stelter, who has no viewers but is the voice of Jeff Zucker, is saying, shut down Newsmax, shut down OAN. We're a threat to democracy. And then they say that we're the ones trying to shut down the press. No, we're saying you're not the press. You're liars. You're anti-American. You're corporate PR hacks for the Chi-Coms. And then they turn around and say, we're trying to shut them down when they're calling for it. Talk about gaslighting.
Gaslighting up the butt. I mean, it's just so dumb. They are corporate propagandists for China, for the DNC. They don't care about viewers. They don't care about money. And it's all subsidized by big defense and big pharma. And they're, you know, Alex, if they could kick us all off, I'll tell you why Twitter and the rest of these companies now have labels. Because so many people have woken up. So many people have woken up that now they have to resort to, oh, well, we got to do labels.
Although, I mean, let's say it. Any authoritarian regime, before it starts arresting everybody, puts a label on them, makes them wear a yellow star.
Oh, they mark us. And I'm going to tell you, I got stickers that say stop the steal, and I'll gladly die with one on me because I believe in self-governing. I believe that God gave us Christian liberty. I believe that Christianity was the magic potion that stabilized Western civilization.
And don't you agree they've bitten off more than they can chew? They may be able to even steal this.
Right.
I hope not. But, man, the awakening they've caused has been seismic.
It's been seismic, and they're talking about, and I'm going to just leak out our plan, Alex. They've talked about doing, oh, we're going to elect Joe Biden and do a virtual inauguration. Good. Then Alex and I will fill the streets with 5 million patriots.
And Trump will be there, and we'll inaugurate him as president.
We'll inaugurate Donald Trump.
Because the Democrats said they were going to do that if Trump won,
That
they would just break the country up. Well, we're not going to break it up. We're going to reconstitute it.
Yeah. If you guys want to act as insurrectionists, well, then we know how to deal with that. But we will bring tents. We will bring trucks. We will bring cars.
I agree. I think now is the time, after Georgia, to start occupying D.C., period. I mean, I just think everybody should just go there, spend a week, more reinforcements come. And we just occupy D.C. now.
Well, look, if they try to treat us differently, we have discrimination cases. So I have in the wing.
They tried to occupy with their homeless and their Antifa.
Right.
We're just going to occupy.
Occupy movement. And I told people, they said, what's your vision for Stop the Steal, Ali? I said, the Tea Party meets Occupy. I'm one pissed off conservative now.
That's it. We occupy the mall. We occupy the grass in front of the Capitol. We just move in. I'll move in.
Let's do it, Alex. I mean, I'm going to go around Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan to lobby these state legislators, but we've got to occupy everywhere. It's our country. We are the majority. Donald Trump probably won 80 million votes, but we know of at least 73 million votes.
That's right. Who believes Biden got more? Who believes Biden got more than Obama?
Nobody.
All we have is stacks of fraud. In fact, let's go over some of the stacks of fraud.
Yes.
Don't forget how Obama was able to do this, how he kept control of the propaganda network Trump never got control of. U.S. repeals propaganda ban, spreads government-made news to Americans. That's what Obama did. That's a foreign policy of the Washington Post reporting that, just to remind you of that. Ban on domestic propaganda overturned by Obama. New government propaganda bill, a positive step for First Amendment. That's hilarious. Now let's get into the actual news. President Trump announces he won the election as evidence of voter fraud pours in. And if gambling sites have not called the presidential election, why should we? Red state, absolutely, it's not. It's legally not done. Biden team begs for $30 million to fight Trump lawsuits despite claiming election victory. I mean, there's no way they're going to win. Why does, like Obama said, why do they need money? Yeah. Georgia County, that used Dominion voting systems, finds 2,500 votes after hand count, almost all of them for, you guessed it,
Alex.
Trump.
Alex, Dominion was the lowest bidder in most of these states. In these 30 states where Dominion is, they just magically were the lowest bidder.
And Venezuela was involved in the counting, and they were decertified also in the other states.
Right, and in the Venezuela says a magic 1 million votes appeared in the Venezuela election of 2012 through the software that runs on Dominion. We know this is rigged. They're trying to run out the clock on us. It really pisses me off.
It's crazy. No, this is Trump. Georgia recount auditor claims multiple Trump ballots fraudulently called for Biden. Continuing, breaking. Top lawyer releases archive of 2020 fraud evidence. That's Bob Barnes. Continuing, ladies and gentlemen. It goes on and on. Election hacking software exposed by ex-military whistleblower. We caught them. Part 5. Competitive states. Once Biden gained the lead with massive vote dumps, the remainder of all votes possess same Biden to Trump ratio. This is inconceivable. This is the most important article, Gateway Pundit. And I've looked this up. They just did the same ratio of over 2-1 for Biden because it was too hard to keep programming and doing the math. They were lazy about it.
They were lazy.
And so it's the same algorithm. It's the same number. It'd be like you had a card deck you kept reshuffling, and 1,000 times in a row you pulled the same card. It's impossible.
God acts through math, and math tells us that the Democrats cheated. I heard about this story before it went to print. Joe Hoft did great work on this. They hired a whole team to do it, okay? This statistical analysis...
That's what Hoft does, is a managerial statistical analysis,
right?
Corporate guy.
And they, and I'll tell you this, you know, Joe Hoft is the brother of Jim Hoft.
He's an auditor, is what he does.
Yep. And they got him dead to rights. But I got to tell y'all, Sidney Powell has this times 100. It's going to shock the conscience of the nation.
As he said, we have the algorithm. We know how well, we can look at
we
this.
Got the algorithm.
What are we waiting on?
Yeah.
Fire the weapon!
They need to, because what they don't understand, what they're not thinking about, is judges still have to come up with a legal remedy. And we have what's called a safe harbor date by December 6th or December 8th. So it's not just December 14th when the Electoral College meets. We have to assign them by December 6th.
That's right.
Or
we
8th.
Need decisive victory now and not a little.
Now! Absolutely.
Look at all these new videos. Project Veritas, Georgia recount auditors call multiple ballots for Joe Biden. They're actually marked for president. We're going to play that in a moment. Get that ready, guys. Very powerful. Gateway Pundit asked DOJ to investigate Michigan Attorney General suppression of vote fraud news, threatening to arrest the media that had all the proof and recorded her people engaging in how to engage in fraud.
This looks like something out of Eastern Europe. They're going to come with Billy
Brian Felker goes, there's no evidence, and they have none, and they shouldn't be on air. Don't go watch them, because we have hours and hours of evidence a day. It's ridiculous.
Mark Dice would be proud of that impression.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying Mark ripped me off. He's done a great job, but I was already doing it.
I believe that.
But he's the first one to sync the voice at the same time, where it's actually what he said, but he does it. It's the funniest thing ever. The courts will likely overturn the election results in numerous jurisdictions due to vote fraud in the data where the amount of election fraud can be quantified and estimated. Well, yeah, when you have a straight-up line like that, you know it's a fraud.
you know, human behavior, mass psychology, or sciences. Are the Democrats going to tell us they don't believe in science anymore? Science?
Well, they told us 2.5 million would be dead from COVID 6 months ago. None of that was true. So they just go, science, science.
Murderous liars.
And it keeps going from here. Whistleblower, Democrats stole votes for Joe Biden from every developmentally disabled person in Milwaukee homes she spoke with. And that's how it works. Who are most of the sex changes? The four sex changes, the little boys. Autistic. Breaking. Trump gains at least 1,600 votes. Biden 800 in Georgia recount after Floyd County finds 2,600 ballots not counted.
That's one county. What happened? And Georgia has 159 counties. I want to check the signatures. Check them all. We won Georgia.
Look at this. Since Election Day, over 100 of the 243 Dominion employees on LinkedIn have deleted their profiles. Wow. Don't want to be identified. That doesn't look guilty at all. Wisconsin Elections Commission refuses to do a recount unless Trump pays $7.9 million. All right, I haven't gotten to the tip of the iceberg on this. Wow. It's all coming up with Ollie Alexander and the man that runs the Eagle Forum for the great Phyllis Schlafly, who, God rest her amazing soul, will be joining us, Ed Martin, straight ahead on what comes next. Then after Holly leaves us, the Great Reset, latest intel on Lockdown 2 and how to fight it, and your phone calls. Stay with us, America.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
I've got a tiger by the tail that's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me.
He never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
Well, I thought the day I met you, you were...
One of the greatest pleasures I have in the fight against tyranny is all the great people I get to meet. And I just think about the amazing job Project Veritas does, how amazing Gateway Pundit is, how amazing all of you, the listeners and viewers, are, how amazing InfoWars is, and Holly Alexander and Ed Martin and everybody else, and just how we're this great coalition of Americans fighting for justice and freedom against incredible odds, but we keep fighting back and most of the time winning, thanks to God's good graces and providence. But I went to Project Veritas this morning. I was already there last night, and I spent like an hour. Just bombshell after bombshell after bombshell. They've proven the election's a fraud with admittedly paying people for votes in Texas to just whistleblowers at the USPS, hundreds of whistleblowers. Breaking, Project Veritas Georgia recount auditors call multiple ballots for Joe Biden that were actually marked for President Trump. And this is just one of the many witnesses. Here's the video.
Project Veritas has insiders in the Georgia recount that are catching votes wrongly attributed to Biden. Check this out.
So, the second person is supposed to be checking it, right? So, three times in 3 minutes, she called out Biden. The second auditor caught it, and she said, no, this is Trump. Now, that's just while I'm standing there. So, does the second checker catch it every time? But this lady, in three times in 3 minutes, from 209 to 212, she got three wrong.
That's just in the short time that you were...
That I was standing there. And does it get corrected every time? Because the next table I went to right after that, the only reason I left that table is because there was one where the first person is reading it off, handing it to her. She's not even looking at it. She's just putting it in.
Putting it in which set?
Whatever one the first person said. So table 17 was the first one where the woman got it wrong three times. Table 18 was where the first person would call out Biden or Trump. She'd pass it out. The other person did not even look at it, just put it wherever the first person sat. That person is supposed to be auditing it, checking the second one.
Gotcha.
And so here's what happened after that. So I go and report it. They say, oh, we'll talk to the election officials, blah, 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 blah. They tell her, hey, I guess they talked to her. And so I come back by again in a few minutes. She's not doing that. We'll talk to her. So I come and stand next to her, and she goes like this. Being all cutesy about it. Yeah, exactly.
Being snarky.
Yeah, so I keep walking. I turn around. I look. And she's looking at me walking away as she's getting handed more ballots. She's watching me. That's when things start getting real shady.
Folks, there are hours and hours on the Veritas side of stuff like this, and it's all on the spot. They've gone and checked it. It's happening. The media tries to deny it. Or there's a whistleblower that's USPS. They go, oh, that person recanted. Then the person releases audio of the FBI or the Postal Service Inspector General operative threatening them and saying, yeah, we're here to threaten you. I mean, this is gangster stuff. They're going for broke. Ed Martin's been coming on the show for probably 16, 17 years. It's been too long, been a few years. He is the president of Phyllis Schlafly's Amazing Eagle Forum. He's also an attorney, works on the Republican National Committee. I can't go over his whole bio. It would take hours. Twitter, at Eagle Ed Martin, Parler, at Ed Martin, edmartinlive.com. Ed, we got a few minutes of this segment, longer segment coming up, but what would you describe this moment in history that we're in right now? It's just so epic with CNN, everybody gaslighting, saying there's no evidence of fraud, and now not just InfoWars, but OAN and Newsmax need to be silenced. I mean, these people are the bad guys. It's unbelievable.
No, it is, Alex, and I got to tell you, I'm excited to be back on with you. It has been too long. You know, my old mentor, the late Phyllis Schlafly, she enjoyed being on with you, your program. She also thought you were fighting so often exactly the way we needed it, so thanks for doing that. Look, I it's a battle for the Republic. What we know now, Alex, and you've been talking about it for decades, I mean, really, the corruption in this country, the rot in our institutions, well, first we thought it was just, you know, sort of the corporate control over us, then we thought it was the media, then we thought it was the deep state. Now we see it's the elections. And if we don't save this election, you can't say the Republic advances the same way, because we quite literally, we then are really ruled by the people who game the system, who are corrupt in the system. So, you know, Ali and I stood down there. You were there with us. 500,000 people at least in D.C. that understand what we the people want. But I got to tell you, all your listeners, all your viewers, all the people that hear this on whatever, you know, secondary media, they've got to understand the moment. It truly is a get to the vanguard moment, because we lose this one and we're losing something we won't be able to get back.
In fact, let me ask you about this. Actually, it was a question I was thinking about asking you before you came on. Is this the end of the Republic? No, I think it's a crippling, and then we have to fight truly as a rebel force, and they're going to come after all of us, which I know we will surmount and win. It'll make us stronger, but we really need to mobilize now, because the enemy has taken the gloves off and they are really coming for our blood. What would you describe this moment if they're able to steal this election that's Chi-Com backed? I mean, I think this is a foreign occupation force of China with MSM and the liberals. I mean, I think it's an illegal occupation force, Ollie.
I think it's a refounding of America. That's the opportunity. If they do steal this and they take over the infrastructure and the institution, there is an opportunity to call forth those moral arguments. The same one.
So we're going to have to execute 1776. It'll have to commence again.
Well, I don't know. But what I do know is that smart men, Newt Gingrich, ourselves, other people, are going to get together and say, what are our options endowed to us by God? And those are the legitimate options, and then we will find our legal options. And I'm telling you, I'm not going to live under oppression. End of story.
That's right. Compliance and submission is basically supporting it.
But Alex, and here's the good thing. Before you add, is we're the majority. Spoiler alert, we're the majority, and now we've demonstrated that. How come we've had two consecutive weeks of Stop the Steal rallies in 50 state capitals? And
how come we almost won the House back? How come we kept the Senate despite all the fraud?
Biden rallies. We're the Biden rallies.
They're in their death throes. We'll talk about next segment. Ed, go ahead.
Well, what I want to say, though, is this. I want to be a little bit less optimistic than Ali. If we lose this right now, what the powers that be have done is look for a way to take us down for about 4 years. They tried the Russia hoax. They tried silencing Alex and everybody else.
Now they got the COVID. They're going to put us under martial law.
Exactly. They got COVID they're trying. The Ukraine tried. And if they can break us this way, don't think that Susan Rice and the guys that get back in control are going to go softer this time. I don't care. Tom Cotton. And went on TV and said, we'll never confirm Susan Rice. Who the hell cares who's confirmed by the Senate if they're sitting in the Oval Office unmasking Americans? And frankly, Alex, all we've ever heard is unmasking. Do you really think Obama and the Oval Office, the folks hatching that plan, stopped at unmasking? Or do you think they were destroying Americans? Of course they were using all the force and unleash Biden in his bunker and Kamala and the gang. And we'll fight back, but it's a much more daunting than just, we got banned on Twitter. No, they're coming with a force of government, and they'll come in for you and me, Ali, and every other person who puts their head up.
And they're such arrogant, crazy, doddering people led by Biden. They're going to go for broke. Ed, stay there. I want to talk about this, because they are saying they want to burn us down. They want to level the Trump supporters. They want siege. They want to break the American people. They want to make us go on welfare. They want to control us. And this is that process of breaking that they say they're about to do with the Great Reset.
Mm-hmm.
It's worked everywhere else, so why shouldn't they try it here? This is the great moment of truth. I'm optimistic on one side, but I'm also very, very dire on the other. That's why everybody must mobilize in these key states straight ahead. So let's talk about what's about to happen if they win and how we stop that with Ed Martin, Ollie Alexander, and your host, Alex Jones. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, Tomorrow's News Today. And don't forget to share the links to band.video.
America is in crisis. Emergency lockdown 2 is coming under Biden. Support InfoWars, the fighting against total economic collapse, and Biden's martial law disguised as lockdown 2. Up to 60% off, plus free shipping and triple Patriot points and more at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus, Alpha Power back in stock. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Ultra 12, Vitamineral Fusion, Avachil, Supermel Vitality, Super Female, and so many other amazing products. These are game-changing things that the globalists don't want you to have. These are things that are absolutely elemental to what you and your body have to live. But regardless, buying these products from us funds the InfoWars, which is a 360 win. I want to thank you all for your support. I want to ask you to redouble your efforts to spread the word. I want to ask you to buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com today, because without you, we won't be on the air. Again, I salute you and thank you all. The toll-free number is 888-253-3139. Please take action today in our emergency center.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Back at the start of the war in 1776, an already very accomplished naval captain who fought for the British and others, John Paul Jones. It's really a Scot. He changed his name to Jones to hide his identity. Was off the coast and was fighting a frigate about three times his size, and he was beginning to sink, and the British soldier yelled over his bullhorn, not a mechanical one, but a hailing device, and said, "Give up, we'll give you quarter." And he said, "Quarter? Surrender, I've only begun to fight." We were in a much better position than John Paul Jones. He ended up taking over the other ship, even though his ship sunk. That's the founder of the U.S. Navy. We've only begun to fight. Ed Martin, get into the big picture. I know Trump is set to come out and expose that this is a Chi-Com-led operation. This is literally the takeover of our country. And then yep. Biden means to put us under permanent martial law. Bill Gates, the U.N., Schwab of the Davos Group have all said this is a permanent lockdown. Klaus Schwab. Yep. I mean, this is so draconian. People are really starting to freak out. They're really starting to get it. This is a UN corporate world government Chi-Com takeover. You're a smart lawyer, head of the Eagle Forum, been on the Republican yep. National Committee, highest levels. Tucker Carlson sounds like Alex Jones now. It's not us making this up. This was yeah. in the shadows before. We were worried the UN had this on the drawing board. Now the New York Times says the UN should intervene and run our elections. I mean, they're really making their move using the virus as the fear to control us, and they as the good guys, even though Fauci and Gates are involved with the virus at the Wuhan lab. So give us the inside intel from your sources about what we're really facing.
Well, listen, first of all, the late Phyllis Schlafly, she was the first person in 1964. She wrote a book, A Choice, Not an Echo, in which she said the corruption in the Republican Party is being dominated by the East Coast elites. And she referred to the Bilderbergers for the first time. She, like you, Alex, recognized the globalist movement. It's world communism, but it's also world globalist wealth and control is on the move. And again, sometimes when you have the most progress, Donald Trump has given us the most progress. He's exposed how the globalist movement wanted to control our media. They wanted to control our jobs. They wanted to control our deep state. There you go. All these things that are being controlled by the globalists. COVID kicks in and you see the healthcare is going to be run out of the UN and other world organizations. We make all this progress with Trump and now they're saying, watch us undercut that and we'll take you back faster to the dark ages that you ever never recognized. It'll be almost like you took one step forward and 10 back because if Trump doesn't hold the line here and we don't expose the corruption, look, what people are saying about this, Alex, is that this election was hacked. And when I say hacked, it wasn't, give me a break with CNN, it wasn't widespread. You don't rob all the banks in a city. You rob the bank that has the money where you can get away. They didn't rob all the election systems. They hacked the ones that would swing the election. And that's what they're trying to do. So look, you got to fight back on this, but you're right to put it in context. It's 1776. Right now, we've lost a lot of battles and we're sitting in Valley Forge looking over at Trenton and people are saying, damn, it's cold. But you know what? You got to get in. You got to go because either we're going to come out the other side shining forth and free or you're going to be broken and we're going to be talking about how to send secret signals to each other, because we can't be communicating other ways. And I don't think that's an exaggeration. I think we're on the brink of a dark age or we're on the brink of a golden age. And right now it's up for grabs.
And they admit that they say at Davos, we're creating a new feudalist system. We're going to make you poor for your own good. We're going to depopulate you. But they have jumbo jets and live on top mountaintops and have 50,000 acre palatial manors. I mean, these people are crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. And look, again, you said something there. Follow the money, Alex. It's always about the money. You watch, 2 days ago, Karl Rove announces he's going to raise $100 million to fight for Georgia Senate seats. And if you're normal, you say, what the hell does that mean? We got a presidential fight on our hands. And you know why? Because the $100 million that's raised by Karl Rove, Alex, it gets spent $100 million worth on media buys, on consultants, on employees. And we, the people, are here saying we're about to lose our president because no one will stand up and fight. Karl Rove or anybody else who cares about we, the people, would be in the trenches and stop the steal. They'd be in the trenches right now calling for the impeachment of the governor of Georgia or the Secretary of State.
Exactly. Instead, they're on the sidelines. Thank God that Newt Gingrich, who's a historian, has said this is the end of the country potentially. And this is the worst thing he's seen in his life. I mean, that's what this is. And we should see Karl Rove standing up. But instead, he's like George W. Bush and the rest of them. They're all sitting on the sidelines laughing because they're globalists.
Yeah, well, but importantly, Alex, one of the great gifts of this time is we're sort of seeing everybody come out from behind the curtain, right? I mean, even you and I could have sat down and we would have said, is the media this bad? And you and I would have said, we think Fox News is bad too, but well, I don't know. Now we see it, right?
I totally agree. It's worse than I thought it would be. The total alignment of disinfo is shocking. Their discipline of fraud is unprecedented.
And also the exposure, for example, of the deep state, right? 5 years ago, you and I would have talked about the deep state. We would have had all these assertions. Now we see the FBI was broken, right? We see the Department of Justice totally broken. People are we should be devastated by these institutions. But the point is, one guy's been at the head of the spear. It's not his movement. You know, there was one Washington. There's one Trump. It's not the end of the army. But we've got to realize if we walk away from Washington, if you walk away from Trump, you're walking away from the future. From Washington on, we had America. From Trump on, if we walk away from him, what do we get?
And we have to rally for Trump and ourselves and this bulwark. And the enemy knows. You know, just a week ago, they thought they were invincible. They're scared now. They're freaking out. They know we're going to win these cases, but we've just got to hit the streets, all 50 capitals, starting Georgia tomorrow. Ed, other key battleground areas with your Eagle Forum analysis you think we need to be at?
Well, I think Pennsylvania, I think it's the big five, right? Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania. You mentioned Georgia, also Arizona. Look, you know, when you look at this election, when they realize, again, the plan was not one facet. The globalists, all these people, they got multiple ways they do it. They were looking at the election. They're stealing absentees. They're stealing mail and they're stealing this. Then they looked and they said, oh, we might still get beat. They went to five big cities. They said Atlanta, Philadelphia, Michigan, Detroit, Milwaukee, and Maricopa County. Flip the steel. Turn it on, baby. Crank it up. And they did it. So we got to be focused like a laser. I'll take California. We could do that another year. We'll take them back. Right now, it's Pennsylvania. It's a big one. Michigan's a big one. Wisconsin right now. And Maricopa, where the illegals and the leftists have tried to change the whole country in one county. I've got reports, Alex, of planes landing in the morning of November 4th. I see the manifest from Seoul, South Korea into Maricopa County, and whistleblowers with eyes on ballots in bags. I'm telling you, this isn't hard to figure out. This game is on, and we got to stick to those five places and be on our game, because we got five legislatures that can be heroic. They can be the founding fathers of the next American golden age, or we can make them traitors for the rest of their lives and history if they walk away.
I totally agree. Ed Martin, thank you so much. At Eagle Ed Martin on Twitter, Parler at Ed Martin, edmartinlive.com. Join us again and then tomorrow. Owen Schroyer is going to be hosting. I'll be calling in live from demonstrations. But join us again with updates the next few days. Ed, it's been too long. Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you very much, Alex. Thanks, Allie.
We'll do one more segment with you, my friend. We're going to hang out, get ready, and then get packed up. And I'm going to try to cut some promos, pay the bills around here. I want to thank the listeners. And then we're going to get on a plane and fly out to Atlanta. And I'm going to go take a look at the Capitol tonight. Probably won't be out there until like 8 or 9 by the time we get there. And just try to reconnoiter the situation. But what are we going to cover in this final segment coming up?
You know, that sent chills through my spine. There's an opportunity right now to be a part of the recommitment to Christian liberty, that shining city on the hill that protects the most vulnerable around the world, us first, them second, or we assign ourselves to slavery to the Chi Coms. It's just that simple. And so all of these guys, I'm so proud to be working with you, Alex, and you, Ed. We've got to rush the gates. We've got to be the barbarians that rush the gates in the castle, or we're all dead. It's really that simple. So I'm signing my death warrant. It's liberty or it's death. Alex, I think you're in the same boat.
Oh, I'm way past. I'm total commitment. Every cell of my body is commanding me to take action.
Boom.
I'm not in control. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Key Intel straight ahead. In a whole hour of your calls and the Great Reset News.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative.
It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Next hour, the Great Reset Mastermind says we're not just going to forcibly inoculate you to travel. We're going to brain scan you on a routine basis and have x-ray machines everywhere. This is a nightmare medical takeover. He's heavily invested in it. He is Klaus Schwab, Hitler 2.0 on PCP and steroids. Meanwhile, Biden says he's getting classified material illegally. And we've got another hate hoax. Teen allegedly vandalizes his own SUV with anti-BLM pro-Trump graffiti. Holly Alexander is here with us. Final segment next hour. I'm going to get into the Great Reset, all the other big breaking news. But front and center, I was already talking to some White House sources last night that Trump's getting ready to go public with China. Now China's behind this, which is true. And it's the right thing to point out to Americans. Hey, have common sense. Go with us. We have the evidence. Don't listen to the gaslighters. But you separately, when you got on the air, brought up big China stuff's about to come out, and the Sidney Powell has these giant bombshells. Give us some of. I know you talk to these folks. They tell me they do. Tell me what you got for us.
So I'll just say Mongolia, 2012, Dominion. We caught you bastards. And they brought it over here, and they made sure that they were the lowest bid in many of these 30 states that are using this crap machine and using rigged software, and we caught you. And in 2012, Venezuela, 1 million magic votes for the authoritarian left. We caught you. And so what they're trying to do is run out the clock, because I get it. This is going to be a stressful time for our republic. It's how do you know what you – I talked about this on your show in September or August. How do you know what you know? And this is what I think that Stanley Kubrick met behind the monolith. How do you know what you know? You know, the story of the Bible tells us the apple. It's knowledge. The media is what we've come to rely on to tell us news and events. They're liars. It's propaganda. It's conditioning. We don't actually have a free press. We don't actually have an institution that 150 to 300 million Americans are participating in that has universal chronological order of events. And so America's going to find out very soon, hopefully today, at latest tomorrow, that, well, if they're not telling the truth, then this is the truth. Who are we going to continue to get the truth from? And that's going to be a very scary moment for the American public as they get their first red pill.
And I tell you, first big red pill is, if you guys put that back on screen, please, his whole transition team are anti-free speech people, euthanasia people, pro-China people, folks that want, quote, reparations, which just means literally saying whites are slaves now to somebody else when they never committed that crime. I mean, this is a legion of crazy control freaks. Just trying to split this country down the middle.
They're trying to split apart this country. You know, maybe the InfoWars episode, InfoWars should play it tonight. You and I did a great segment when I came back in July or something. We talked about inversion, right? We talked about the spiritual nature of this. Alex is right. They don't mean to take power necessarily or prestige or position. They mean to deprive us of power and self-defense so that China can swoop in and take over the world.
And that's right. Their job is just deadly to take us down. You're like, well, they're going to run us. Why wouldn't they want what they run to be powerful? No, they're minions. They're compromised.
Right.
They were brought in as saboteurs. That's why they're so hunchback, why they're so ugly, why they're so stupid, because they're the scum.
You don't think that Hunter Biden has a little chateau in China overseeing a hill of slaves? You don't think that some of these people, Chelsea Clinton and the rest, these people have bought their children into the rise of China, and China means to occupy humanity.
And the Council on Foreign Relations admits that. They say it's the Chinese century, where Lloyd Blankfein says, I'm Chinese, I'm invested in China.
To hell with that. To hell with that. I'm not going to let them take away my liberty. So the Clinton grandchildren and the Biden grandchildren, who are apparently having sexual relationships with the Biden uncle, can have their little chateaus in China or be vassal states of China.
Yeah, show the footage of Hunter being brought out on, quote, the celebration night last night.
Oh, and Alex, this pisses me off. He did that. He did that to demonstrate his control of the media. He hid Hunter Biden for 5 to 7 days and said, oh, it's a liability from the American public. But look what I can do when I declare victory. I can shove it in your face, and you can't do a damn thing about it.
By the way, he turns around and he says, where's Hunter? And they bring he wanted that.
And
moment.
They've got a child in his hands. It's really sick.
Well, they're saying
it's
we've really got sick. Your future.
It's emotional and sick what they're doing, and it's spellcasting right in front of us, and it's taunting us. It's taunting us of us who know. And they want to distract us, but we're stopping the steal. We're getting out in the streets. We're mad. If you have paid time off, take it. If your job won't let you off, take it. I'm not going to give them back their country to govern if they're going to steal it from
They're already locking you down permanently anyway.
Hell no.
Well fight now.
Right, and we can't resist the lockdowns unless Stop the Steal is successful. So we have to go to Stop the Steal regardless of the outcome of the election, because what will be the movement to say, no, I will not go? What will be the movement that says we don't give a damn about permits, right? The conservatives and the Republicans, oh, let's get a permit and a stage and a speaking thing and a step and repeat. Stop the Steal says stop the steal. Stop the steal. Stop the steal. And that's what we got to be concentrated on, is we got to stop this crap.
Hey, guys, go do an overhead shot. I went ahead and got you the Hunter video. Just give me a little overhead shot. I got it for you.
Gosh.
No big deal. I got it right here. Please, just overhead shot if you can. Please,
guerrilla information warfare.
I've gotten to the point where I just had to have this stuff, and I just had it, and I'm going to pull it back up again.
Yeah, it's information warfare.
Overhead shot, please, so we can't get it. No big deal. No big deal. Just type in Biden brings Hunter out on stage. Right? Keep going. I just wanted to show people this. Keep going.
Yeah, and so look at this. Look at this. This is when he declares victory, and whoever this bimbo is, and they're going to bring Hunter Biden out on stage. They're all in their silk black mask, and he comes out with this woman. You know, who knows? I don't even know which woman this is. You know, he's had so many women. And at least this one's of age. And here's his child.
We'll do a whole other segment. In fact, you host. I'm going to get the video.
Yeah, it's just insane. So, yo, you're watching it live. This is 4D information warfare, and we're up against it all. We're up against it absolutely all. We're up against the deep state. There's a military coup. Thank God we have people in the Pentagon right now doing, let's just say, a forensic analysis of what their cooperation was in all of this. All Americans need to sit tight. All Americans need to be ready in formation to take the streets peacefully, peacefully. And say to our American oligarchs, you want us to eat your big sugar? No. You want us to watch your hysteria-driven conditioning cable news? No. You want us to buy this Chinese plastic product and that Chinese plastic product? No. You want us to worship this celebrity and that celebrity? Hell no. Lady Gaga can go to hell. Jay-Z can go to hell. We're done with the TV. There is no such thing as Netflix. We want our country back. We want humanity back. Let's play that video again, and, like, let's slow it. Let's play the video where Hunter comes out. Joe Biden brings out Hunter. Now I'm having the same problem. Play that video.
It's all right. The crew's great. It's just that
yeah.
You know, you spring something sometimes, the computer goes over, you can't find it.
All right, so here he is, without a mask, by the way, sick Joe, brings out the family. Oh, no social distancing here. No mask here. Weird Zoom China Chinese technology people in the background. Frankly, absolutely bizarre. Okay? Frankly, absolutely bizarre. Here comes the family. And who leads the way? Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden, who went in hiding for a week. Joe Biden, the first thing he does? Gropes a child. Here's our chief diplomat. Our chief diplomat of these United States is going to be Hunter Biden with his foot fetish, with his crack pipe. He's going to be in charge of relations with Ukraine and Kazakhstan and China.
Well, there's going to be major sellouts to every front. Ollie, you're on fire. Great job through today finding that so quickly. We're going to be flying out tonight together to Atlanta. I want to see everybody there. Stop the Steal. Thank you so much, my friend.
No, thank you for helping us in the Stop the Steal effort. We couldn't do it without InfoWars and Alex Jones.
Well, I couldn't do it without the listeners. And they're the ones that showed up, you know, 500, 800,000, a million, whatever it was in D.C. You're the ones that buy the products. We're going to have to end this big Stop the Steal special in the next few days. Triple Patriot points, store-wide free shipping. I assure you that's going to end. Now, we got DNA Force back. We've got Alpha Power back in stock. We've got Ultimate Turmeric Formula selling out bodies. We have all this great stuff for your immune system. Ultimate Turmeric Formula, as I said, Vitamin Mineral Fusion for adults, children, and men and women, everybody else, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. But that is the big sale going right now. And when you fund us, we can do all this. When you don't, we're screwed. But we're fighting hard, and we got products you already need. So get a T-shirt. Get some storable foods. Get whatever you need to get at InfoWarsStore.com. It's all high quality. Whatever you do, take action and protect yourself and spread the word, because we are in the middle of the Second American Revolution. Stay with us.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.